Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The man accused of killing a 24-year-old Marinette woman pleaded not guilty in Marinette County Court yesterday. Robert Chilcote is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of Gabriella Cartagena. Cartagena was reported missing in early February after family members say they heard her on the phone saying, "Please don't shoot me. I'm sorry." Authorities arrested Chilcote in Minnesota after a high-speed chase and found firearms in his car. Marinette police say Chilcote confessed to shooting Cartagena in his car during an argument and dumping her body in the woods in Menominee, Michigan. Chilcote's scheduled to be in court for a status conference later this summer. Appleton's first female police officer is stepping down after 26 years. Chief Polly Olson announced she will retire in the beginning of the new year. Chief Olson started as a patrol officer with the Appleton Police Department in 2001, moving up through the ranks to eventually earn the top spot in 2023. Despite such a long and successful career, Olson says she didn't actually start on that path. Her degree was in biology, and she first worked in the Outagamie County Coroner's Office. A ride along with Appleton Police was the turning point. Appleton Police released a statement congratulating Olson on her career. They say Chief Olson is known for her compassion, professionalism, and genuine care for both the community and her colleagues. The chief plans to stay through the end of the year while the Police and Fire Commission work to find a successor. The city of Appleton will no longer be using flock cameras, those with the technology to read license plates. The announcement came out late yesterday afternoon. Appleton Mayor Jake Woodward says the limitations in the city's ability to control who uses the flock data has eroded their trust in the system. Woodward released a statement saying, in part, examples of illegitimate use of flock data by personnel in other departments with access to the system reinforce accountability concerns that are not under the city of Appleton's control as a customer. Appleton's not the only community in northeast Wisconsin cutting ties with flock cameras. Last month, the Oshkosh City Council rescinded a contract they'd recently renewed with flock. Dane County has also voted to remove funding for the cameras. FEMA teams are on the ground and going door-to-door in Shiocton and surrounding areas. Representatives say they're talking to families about how the storms affected them. They say they want to know how their property was damaged, but also if they had to leave their homes and what that's meant to them. This is the first step in getting much-needed federal assistance to help communities rebuild. The stepmother of a 14-year-old girl found weighing just 35 pounds pleaded no contest in Outagamie County Court yesterday. Melissa Goodman became the first person convicted in the case, first brought to light last fall. Goodman's adult daughter, who is also charged in the case, will be in court in mid-June. Her partner has a plea set for tomorrow. The girl's father, Walter Goodman, will be in court for a pretrial conference at the end of May. Convictions could bring 40 years behind bars. With news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day or any time on demand at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says tourism is booming in Wisconsin, and he's taking a tour to show why it matters. His latest stop was the Cable Natural History Museum, where he met with local leaders during National Travel and Tourism Week.
I'm just amazed at the work that local folks are doing to bring people to Wisconsin. Obviously, it's a tourism place, but it's one of these tourism activities that really you're learning at the same time.
According to the state, tourism generated over $25 billion last year and continues to grow. The governor says expanding outdoor recreation has been a key focus since he took office. Drivers across Wisconsin are being warned to stay alert as deer activity increases and crashes spike this time of year. State data shows nearly 18,000 deer-related crashes last year, with some of the highest numbers in counties like Waukesha, Washington, Sheboygan, and Dane. Officials say deer are especially active in May and can move unpredictably across roads. Drivers are urged to slow down, use headlights at dawn and dusk, and avoid swerving to reduce the risk of serious crashes. Wisconsin continues to hold the record for the top cranberry producer, supplying more than 60% of the U.S. crop. The findings come from the Wisconsin Cranberry Board's annual harvest assessment, Over 250 licensed growers across 19 counties produced 4.8 million barrels of cranberries in 2025. The total for the entire country reached about 7.5 million barrels. This is the 31st consecutive year with Wisconsin as the nation's top producer. The industry generates $1 billion in economic impact each year and supports more than 4,000 jobs statewide. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A new coach for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in Milwaukee, where the Bucks introduced Taylor Jenkins as their new head coach. Jenkins asked, do they know if Giannis will be back?
Obviously, we have big, important decisions as a team and organization over the course of the summer. We're going to have great dialogue with all of our players, Giannis included. But that's the belief and trust I have with this group right here. I know the belief and trust that they have in me that we're going to have those appropriate conversations and navigate important decisions for not just now, but the future.
NFL, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on NFL Radio asked, how are Micah Parsons and tight end Tucker Kraft doing coming back from ACL surgery?
Yeah, no, they're doing great. You know, Tuck's been here every day, and he's obviously a little bit ahead of schedule just because his injury happened quite earlier than Micah's did. But Micah's such a he's a little bit of a freak, so I think some of that's taken over, and he's doing really well as well. So certainly expect both those guys back early in the season, and it'll be a big part of what we're doing moving forward.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with an isolated sprinkle or two possible at some point. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, a little frosty, down to 33 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, and it will be warmer with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.